Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has told the BBC that he assumes that Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, sanctioned the repression of the Rohingya Muslim minority. Zayed Raad al-Hussein stressed that decisions must have been taken at a high level, given the scale of the military operations that have left thousands dead and forced hundreds of thousands to flee the country. Mr. Hussein said Myanmar's leaders could face genocide charges in the future.
On the basis of what we can see, we feel that you cannot rule it out. The question of intentionality, it's very hard to establish that because the thresholds are high. And that's why we continue to say that a court has to do this. But it wouldn't surprise me in the future if a court were to make such a finding.
Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, declined to respond to the comments. One of Chile's richest men, the conservative businessman Sebastián Piñera, has won Sunday's presidential election runoff. Mr. Piñera, who was president until 2014, defeated the left-wing senator and journalist Alejandro Guerrero. He's promised to work together with the opposition to overcome the country's historic divisions.
Each time that we Chileans have confronted each other and seen each other as enemies, we've suffered our greatest defeats and greatest grief. And we all know that each time we have united as Chileans, we've achieved our most beautiful triumphs and our greatest victories.
Delegates at the Conference of South Africa's governing ANC have been voting through the night to choose a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma. The tense contest between the Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Foreign Minister Nkosi Sazana Dlamini Zuma has been marred by allegations of fraud and intimidation. Milton Nkosi is at the ANC conference.
People here have been telling us that they think this will be the closest result they've seen in many years. Remember, the ANC is the largest political party in South Africa with a plus minus 1 million paid-up members. It's got an executive committee of about 80 and is the oldest liberation movement on the African continent. And that's why this matters, because the ANC is the glue that brought all the anti-apartheid liberation movements together, and they delivered on the freedom of black people who were under the yoke of racial oppression.
BBC News.